In Babylonia, the region became independent from Assyrian control after the death of Ashurbanipal. Kandalanu died in the same year, we think. We don't hear about Kandalanu after 627, so this also confuses the situation, making us wonder if Ashurbanipal and Kandalanu were the same person. A local ruler, Nabopolassar, took the throne of Babylon in 626 BC, and he was the first of the Neo-Babylonian dynasty that followed. We know little about his background or his right to rule. He was probably an Assyrian official who saw the opportunity to take power. He had to defend himself against local rebellions, and this took several years, but by 616, Nabopolassar had successfully met these challenges and created a strong, unified country in southern Mesopotamia. By 616 BC, Babylonia was able to join, with the aid of a new Iranian state, the Medes, to lead a successful attack on Assyria. The Medes had replaced the Elamites as the main rival against Assyria. They were also from Iran, and we'll discuss them more in the next lecture. In 612 BC, the Babylonians and the Medes destroyed the Assyrian capital at Nineveh. Ashur had been captured earlier, and the Assyrian Empire collapsed entirely in 610 BC. The causes for Assyria's quick fall must have included internal instability as well as these external attacks by Babylon and the Medes. It is difficult to sort these reasons out because the types of evidence that survive, the official inscriptions, all report prosperity, the dominance of the Assyrian king, and so we have no sense of trouble. We don't have any letters, for example, from provincial governors that might indicate trouble in paradise. Without these records, it's very difficult to determine the reasons for the sudden collapse of the empire. But certain features of Assyrian rule could have become increasingly problematic. Tribute was a mainstay of the Assyrian economy, and there is one suggestion that the reasons for the aggressive expansion of Assyria centuries earlier was to get plunder and tribute. For the subject states, the Assyrian demands were a very heavy burden, and this is evidenced by the many revolts that occur, despite the fear of the Assyrian army in the provinces. They kept taking on the Assyrians, even though they knew what could happen to them. Putting down these rebellions in the provinces would be costly. They would be a huge drain on Assyrian manpower and other resources. If we think of Babylonia, they couldn't abandon this area because it was too close to Assyria, too potentially profitable from both trade and agriculture. And there were also real threats from the supporters of Babylon to the east. Centuries of deportation may have meant that there were many in the empire that were not especially loyal, and this may have caused smaller scale rebellions in Assyrian cities that just have not been recorded. Otherwise, we're left with blaming external foes for Assyria's collapse. Assyria's contributions as an empire, as a culture, are never discussed by ancient authors, as previous cultures have sometimes been. The militarism of the Assyrian state complicates modern assessments, because there is discomfort with the level of violence that we see in official records. The Assyrians did create a massive empire. They changed the ethnic makeup of the Near East through population transfer. And the rulers wanted to collect knowledge, remember Ashurbanipal's library, as well as art. They were eager to bring deportees from all over their empire to work on the palaces. And so there is a blending of cultures just by the fact that people are moving around so much during the period of Assyrian rule. Perhaps the best way to think about the Assyrians may be through their successors, the Persians, who will be the subject of the next few lectures. The Persians were an Iranian group, and they could very easily have imposed their own culture on the area that they controlled. But instead, they took up many aspects of Assyrian life. And we could even argue that Assyria is the last Mesopotamian empire. They will adopt the scale of the Assyrian Empire and even exceed it. And also, many of the administrative and ideological tools created by the Assyrians will be employed by the Persians as well. Since the Persians are the Near Eastern culture with the closest connections to the West through their invasions of Greece, their appropriation of Assyrian ways is a crucial link between East and West.